Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. If you're a cleaner at Camden Yards, you're paid $7 an hour before taxes. You're hired on an as-needed basis by a temp agency. You might have to wait hours for work, and it's never guaranteed. Your life might sound something like this.
My name is Rose Manustick, and I'm from Baltimore City. I was a cleaner down there, cleaning up the stadium. I had to clean the bathrooms, and also had to pick up all the trash and debris left behind. It's very difficult to live on the salary that they were giving us. I just barely covered my rent, you know, and I had to go up to social services and get food stamps. And I had to get medical assistance to pay, you know, for doctor visits and medical bills. It's very difficult to live on that salary. You're just barely able to support yourself, and let alone a child. It's stressful at times because you have to decide, well, do I buy my medicine or do I buy food? You know, so it's very hard. It's very difficult.
Last January, Rose began working to better conditions at Camden Yards with the United Workers Association, a human rights organization run by the cleaners. They allege terrible working conditions at the baseball stadium.
The women being disrespected and sexually harassed, and people working down there not getting paid at all, and being told to eat their lunch in the bathroom. They didn't care about your health problems. You know, they treated you like you were, you know, less than a human being, you know, like subhuman almost.
So why not get a new job, some detractors say. If the cleaners feel they aren't being paid enough at $7 an hour or being treated fairly, why don't they find work elsewhere? Rose says it's deeper than that. It's about a deeply entrenched system of employment that exploits the temp agency system.
Yeah, it's easy to tell somebody, oh, just find another job. But for a lot of people, this is the only job that they can get, you know, is working through temp agencies. It's not easy. You know, you just can't walk into a restaurant and say, I want a job, you know. There's also 500 people that want the same job that you want. All the factory jobs have left, all the manufacturing jobs. SK Hot Dog Factory closed down. Down on Boston Street, they used to have the American Can Company. That closed down. Near Canton, they had the beer company, the brewery. That closed down. All these jobs have disappeared. And when you go to the temp agency, you have to get there real early. And when you get there, it's already 40 people there. And there's temp agencies all over Baltimore City. They're all located in really poor neighborhoods where there's not many jobs. And that's the only place, you know, people can go is to the temp agency to get a job. And they know that. And that's why they're located in poor neighborhoods.
The cleaners have demanded that the Maryland Stadium Authority pay them a living wage and set September 1st as a deadline. The Stadium Authority has said they will not meet that deadline. On September 3rd, 11 cleaners will begin a hunger strike in protest. We'll hear more about that next week. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. You can email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.